When King Uzziah of Judah went into the holy place in the temple, where only the priests were to go, God struck him immediately with leprosy. And this leprosy stayed with him the rest of his life, and he had to live in an isolated house. The work of the kingdom went to his son, Jotham. And when Uzziah died, Jotham became the king. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us much about King Jotham, but what it does tell us is very significant. We read in 2 Chronicles 27, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, although he did not enter the temple of the Lord. So he learned from his father's sin. He did not try to imitate his father in that respect, but he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He was satisfied with being a king. He didn't want to be a priest also. Now, at this very time, the neighboring nation of Israel to the north was going through all kinds of terrible times, assassinations, civil war, enemy nations coming and taking the land of the people. But King Jotham kept things in Judah safe and secure. For we read the Bible says, or we read in the Bible, Jotham became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. He built cities. He built fortresses and towers. He fought with the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. And after their defeat, the Ammonites gave him regularly silver, wheat, and barley. All of these things were part of his kingdom, but the most important thing is he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Now, in a few weeks, many of you will be leaving this campus, heading home. Maybe some of you will be taking on jobs that you've never had before, been put in situations that you've never been before, and you'll be surrounded by people that you didn't know before, and it's a time of great excitement, changes, opportunities, and also temptations. So now I'm thinking to myself, what if the Holy Spirit would summarize your life during the coming 3 months? Let's say in August of this year, when the new school year is beginning. Would the Holy Spirit be able to say of you, as he says of King Jotham, she or he did what was right in the sight of the Lord? Did you prepare your ways before the Lord your God? Well, I suppose some of you might say, well, King Jotham, well, he was the king. God was with him in everything that he did. He protected him. He had it easy. He didn't have the kind of temptations we have to go through today in our world. But that would not really be true. For King Jotham did have great temptations. In fact, the Bible says of him, right after it says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, the Bible says, but still the people acted corruptly. So King Jotham was surrounded by wickedness in high places. In fact, the Bible says that the people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Well, those high places were hills where the people practiced idolatry, worshipped other gods, did things contrary to the word of God. For God wanted them to worship him in Jerusalem at the temple, and they made all of these other places. So Jotham was surrounded by wickedness. In fact, his own son, Ahaz, turned out to be one of the most wicked kings of Judah. And instead of imitating his father the way Jotham had imitated his father Uzziah, Ahaz went along with the wicked practices that were carried on in the land. And Jotham was unable to put a stop to it. So it's a very significant statement when the Bible says that even though the people acted wickedly, Jotham did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Now, how did he know what was right in the sight of the Lord? Well, we know that the people of Judah, the kings of Judah, had the law of God, that is the Old Testament that was written by that time. They had the laws of Moses. They knew that they were kings not over everyone else. They were not tyrants, but they were under God. They had to listen to the word of God just as the others did. And a king like Jotham knew the promises of the Messiah. In fact, Jotham knew that the son of David was to be the Messiah, and he also was a son of David, so the Messiah was going to come from his own family, and that was incentive enough for him to want to do what was right in the sight of the Lord. But now, what about you in the coming months? You may be surrounded by wickedness also. You may be rubbing shoulders with people who want you to forget everything that you learned about the love of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in the writings of the Holy Spirit. They will want you to go along with their ways, and some of their ways may be wicked. So it won't be easy for you to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. But you know what you have been taught. You know what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. You know what the Lord Jesus has done for you, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and that he's sitting at the right hand of God, and that he sees all and knows all, and he will be with you, and you have the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Spirit's book, to guide you. And you know what that book says about what is right in the sight of the Lord. You know what it says about honoring your parents. You know what that book says about stealing and lying. You know what it says about sexual purity and impurity. And above all, you know the promise of forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. And so it is certainly our prayer, my prayer, and I would think it would be the prayer of all of us, that the next 3 months will be characterized, can be characterized by the Holy Spirit as a time in which you did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And remember, that includes confessing your sins and turning to Jesus for forgiveness when you fail. We sing hymn 829, stanzas 2 and 4.